Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, I'm Jetta Cameron.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia celebrate responsibly. Fritzy, always fun to hop on and talk about the Phils these days, right? Good things happening. Our star player isn't hurt and upset, and you know, it's good.
Yeah.
How you doing? How you holding up? We're doing good.
I could really use them just nipping this whole thing in the bud, you know.
Well, the fact that they didn't, I mean, we're gonna go into all of it, but just off the butt with the nipping in the bud, the fact that they didn't talk to Harper before he talked to Gelb, like, doesn't seem like they're really on top of nipping it in the bud, is it?
Well, it seems like they're
antagonizing him. It's weird.
No one wants to. Both sides are trying to win this. Neither side wants to give in because if he calls.
But what is this, Jack? That's the whole thing.
It is like, a contract extension.
Do you think that's what it is? You think it's just the Occam's razor? Bryce asked for more money. Dave publicly, without saying the ask for more money, is like, hey, you're not good enough. Show us you deserve more money. And Bryce is pissy about it. Because that's the thing. Like, I do think that like the whole tone of this changes. If the fan base finds out that Bryce asked for more money after this season, like, I think Bryce loses all public sympathy.
Yeah. Well, and that's why they're not saying it. It's the only thing that makes sense to me. Like, why the Phillies all of a sudden are being icy about Bryce and why they're not calling and making sure he's okay. And why Bryce, I think, used the comments from Dombrowski as a way to kind of pull the sympathy card. So
why wouldn't the Phillies say, all right, dude, well, you asked for more money.
Because they know that that's not going to.
That's a nuclear option.
Well, they're trying to protect themselves. Like, both sides are trying to protect themselves here. You know, I think that's why they haven't made the call, because if they made the call, then it opens up the door and they're only talking to Harper instead of talking to Scott Boras, the agent. And they're trying to, like,
he's under contract for 6 more years. What the hell is happening here? Like, enough. What are we doing? This is crazy. Like, why does there have to be drama right now? Like, it's so annoying. I'm so annoyed by this, Jack. Like, what the hell? This season ended in the most upsetting, unfulfilling, disappointing way possible. And instead of us hopefully, you know, how can we fix the team? What can we do? Let's look ahead. We're talking about a feud between the face of the franchise and the franchise itself. Yeah. It's annoying. Like, I'm annoyed right now. I'm annoyed.
I totally agree. Not handling it well. Wanted to go away.
I mean, right now we got 3 teams in this city who people are excited about all of a sudden. And this freaking team that we love is annoying us.
Yeah, I know. So, like, that again, I don't know anything, but it's the only thing that makes sense to me is that it's about the contract and why that it seems icy and why, like, because Middleton is the one that I would think would be the most, like, not most, like, interested in having Bryce be happy, obviously. And the fact he hasn't even reached out, according to Matt Gell, was weird, because I think Heyman said that Middleton flew down there.
It's really strange. But, like,
I would trust Gelb on this more.
I don't think Bryce would lie in that, you know, to whatever he said to Gelb. I don't think that would be a lie. I don't. I really don't. And the other thing is a report. Like, this is direct. Like, Gelb spoke to Bryce Harper and is relaying what Bryce Harper said to the world. John Heyman is reporting something that there's no other verification for. You know, not to rip Heyman. Like, I'm sure he got it from somewhere or whatever. But if I have to choose between believing one of the two, I'm going to believe the one that's directly from the source involved in the situation.
Yeah. So it's the only thing that really, really makes sense to me. And I think that they viewed it, you know, Dombrowski threw out a challenge. Harper, his card was he's hurt by it. And if we took it on its surface, right, like I think we would all understand if our boss here went in a publication and was like, I don't know if those guys could be elite again. Or I think we would be like, whoa, that's a little, like, relax, pal. You know, we're doing our best. So if it was just the comments, he's hurt by the comments, I think I'd be okay with it. The trade thing, which the Phillies are not looking to trade Bryce Harper. Dan Dombrowski said Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, there's internet rumors about every player always. Like, what are we doing here, dude?
And they were fueled by WIP mostly of, like, are they going to trade? Because everyone's just like, this seems weird. Are they going to now trade him? This seems odd. It wasn't.
And then Joel Sherman threw it out there. Honestly, Joel Sherman threw it out there. Okay. And he is a plugged in, respected writer. But on top of that, like, of course that's going to come up when if a player seems unhappy, if Dave Dombrowski makes a comment like that, like, of course you ask the question. It'd be nonsensical to not say, hey, is there something going on here with this relationship and this situation? Do they want to move him? Is this not a long-term thing? Like, of course, like, anyone would say that. Like, that, I don't think I think that is a symptom of the actual problem, like, which is whatever the hell's going on there. And the Dave Dombrowski giving that quote. And of course people are going to think things after that. Like, of course, what are we talking about here?
We are sports fans, and
hey, of course we do with any player in this situation. Like, of course we would.
Yeah. So when he laid out the trade thing, I was like, Bryce, no one wants to trade you, man. The Phillies don't want to trade you. If fans are talking about it, it's just because all of a sudden it seems like, you know, you're available. I don't know. So If he just left it at being hurt by the comments from Dave Dombrowski, I would have understood it. Because I think that every other human being, you know, not only are athletes human beings, but we're also human beings, James.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And sure. And if something came out where, you know, Lakin is running his mouth about how the afternoon show used to be produced at a high level and it's not produced at such a high level anymore, I think I'd be a little taken aback by it. It was the now they want to trade me thing that was a bit what was me.
100% agree.
And looking for sympathy.
And look, I'm kind of mixed on this whole thing. Like, I've heard some people say that it's super weak of Bryce to go to Matt Gelb. I don't necessarily think that. Like, I don't have a problem with Bryce getting his message, his thoughts out there. Yeah, I mean, that's the way this works. Like, so I fully disagree with people who are like, what a baby going out there. But I agree with you. I think that here's the issue that I would have. And again, like you said, you don't know anything. You are just looking at the situation, saying what makes the most sense. And I totally agree with you. Like, again, I to go back to what we said before, if it's not a contract thing, then is it, do the Phillies want to move on from him? That, do they want to antagonize him? Do they want to, you know, change the relationship so he's willing to accept moving on? Like, of course you ask those questions. That's the point. Like, you try and figure out what's happening with the face of the franchise and the team when the team comes out and says something like that. And then the star goes to a reporter and says, I'm hurt by this. And like, and they haven't talked to me about it. Like, and that's the thing too, where it's like, if you go back to why Dave said it, and which we still have to understand, I think the contract thing makes the most sense, but it's like where people were like, oh, well, maybe he just said it. It's like, he didn't call Bryce after. If he misspoke, he would have gotten on the phone and been like, hey, Bryce, just so you know, dude, these comments were taken completely out of context. That's not totally what I meant at all. Right? Like, I mean, again, they're humans. They understand these things. So what I go back to is, if you are correct, and if logically what makes sense is that Bryce asked for more money again after the season he had with 6 years left on his contract.
It might not even be like after the season again. It might just be like they know
the animosity. Yes, it might be that the reason Bryce has been in a bad mood is the contract. Like, it might be stuff like that. Like, who knows? Maybe it's something that has been a persistent problem, right? Like, maybe this is something that Boris has been on John Middleton about, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know the behind the scenes stuff, but if this is the cause of why Dave Dombrowski said what he said, and obviously that leading to what Harper said, what he said, then I go back to the point where, like, I understand Bryce being hurt by what Dave said, but I think Dave had every right to say it if you're pounding them for more money 6 years from now. Well, so like, I lose all sympathy. Like, again, if it's not the contract thing, and if it's the Phillies trying to play games, or if it's the Phillies trying to motivate
him. Why would Middleton?
Then the Phillies trying to motivate him. Let's say that's been a popular theory right there. Let's say it's the Phillies trying to say, hey, Bryce, man, we need more from you. You need to be great. You need to carry this team, and we haven't seen you do it. And you have been great in the clubhouse, and we want you to be more of a leader, and whatever it is. Like, let's say it's that motivation thing. Like, I lose the sympathy for Bryce to say he's hurt if he asks for the contract. Like, I agree, human-wise, I agree. But if he's, like, upset, essentially, because he's not getting the contract, then that I have a problem. You know what
and
I mean?
Using it as a way to
garner sympathy, and like, create this me against the organization situation.
It would make it feel dirty. So there's two things that I think are interesting when we're talking about this being Dombrowski versus Harper, because I could very well imagine Middleton saying to Dombrowski, should we just do it? Like, should we just do it? Because I'm honest to God, I'm going to be thrilled about it. But if you tell me it's 2 years, $50 million at the end of the contract, whatever. Like, if that makes
I get your point, Jack. I get your point. But I think that there would be a large portion of the fan base who would be really upset.
Of course they would be.
Like, legit. And I do think that Middleton understands that he's running a business and understands that he's not making decisions purely based on fan sentiment. But I think he understands that it would be a bad look, that this city as a whole, for the most part, would be very upset about. And I also think it's a bad precedent to set. I mean, no one's ever done this in baseball. This has never happened. Like, there has never been someone who has had years added onto his contract when he's 6 years out. Like, there's arbitration, you buy out years, all that type of stuff. But this has never happened before. So, like, they would be setting a precedent both on the team and in the sport that is dangerous. So like, I get your point, but if I had to guess, especially, you know, everyone should read Lords of the Realm to understand the history of owners and business and all that. But like, really, honestly, like, I honestly think that's the kind of thing that like other owners would be concerned about. Like, this is the kind of thing that would be talked about within those circles. Like, so it's a much bigger deal than just that. Give them a couple years.
No, I agree. Yeah, and that's a totally fair point. And other owners would not be happy with John Middleton if he did it. Yeah. There's the 100%. And who knows how like Trey would feel if he did it. So
that's my point. Yes, that you're setting a precedent on both ends.
Totally. So I understand that point. I understand that point. But I can.
So I think Middleton and Dombrowski are probably more in lockstep than you think is my point.
So I agree. No, I mostly agree with you, but I do think Middleton is the one where he would be like, I don't know, like, I don't want him to be mad. Like, should we just do it? And
I agree. Dombrowski, I think Dombrowski probably has more fortitude to, you know, go against it. He's done this before. This is what he does. Like, this is his job. I agree with you.
And there's been two things that I think have been really interesting to where I do think that there is something between Dombrowski and Harper about the contract. And one is that there's been multiple times where Dombrowski could have given him the cop out of it being the wrist, and he's not mentioning the wrist, and he thinks the wrist is 100%. Now everyone else in the world is using the wrist. Middleton used the wrist as a reason why it wasn't as good. Yep. Boris used the wrist, and Harper in the interview used the wrist. So I think that's interesting. And the other thing that I think is interesting is how in the quote from to Matt Gelb, Harper said, "I trust John on this." So he's going right and trying to pull at the heartstrings of John Middleton to give him extra money at the end of his contract. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Those are the two that stuck out to me from an interesting standpoint of both picking their sides of how they want to go about this.
Yeah, I absolutely think you're correct. I think that both Boris and Bryce are, and you know, for lack of a better phrase, are looking to Middleton to be the one to cave, so to speak, on this. I agree. Sure. I think that, but I also think, especially with how, at least the impression I get from how Dave and John work together, I don't think there's any way Dave says what he says unless Middleton were on board with it. So
I think he trusts Dave Dombrowski with his life.
I agree. And and look, I get it. I mean, Dave Dombrowski's been baseball since the 70s. He's been baseball for 50 years. I mean, like, Dave Dombrowski, you find out about his start in baseball in Lords of the Realm with Bill Veeck, a legend. But, like, I mean, like, this guy's been through it all. Like, I understand. And again, I think that they are making the right decision. Like, I understand just give him 2 years, whatever. Like, I would be really annoyed with the Phillies if they gave him money at the end of this contract. Like, I almost said I would rather they trade Bryce Harper than give him the 2 extra. But like, I'm not, I don't know that I'm there, but Jack, like, I'm close to there. Like, that's not, like, I think it would be ridiculous to give him the money at the end of this contract. I think it'd be bad business. I think it would be a bad precedent. And I think it would be nonsensical. And I think it'd be unfair. I think it's wrong. Like, this guy's got a $330 million contract. And I understand that, oh, but he's making more. Talk about guys 50 years ago. Talk about guys 30 years ago. Talk about guys 10 years ago. Like, that's the way it works. Bryce is actually incredibly lucky in the sense that he got to free agency at the age of 26 years old. Like, no, so rare. Like, we saw Soto take advantage of that last year. Like, good for him. Like, sorry, the economics of baseball keep going up. Like, you're going to be a deal at the end of the contract because you weren't at the beginning. And that's the whole point of signing that freaking contract, because by the end, man, you're probably not going to be very playable. Like, I'm sorry, age 38, 39, like, I have very little expectation for Bryce Harper in those years. I'm adding years 40 and 41? Like, that's crazy. I think it's bad business. I think it'd be a massive mistake, and I would be upset with the Phillies if they do it. Like, that's my line on it.
So it's all of that. I agree. I just want to get the best version of Bryce Harper for the next 2 years. And if it comes with the contract, comes with the contract. So, like,
so I wouldn't do that, though. I wouldn't say, all right, 2 good years of Bryce for an extra. So then we've got Bryce on top for 6 more after that. And what if he stinks?
It's a thank you. It's a thank you on the way out. Come on, pal.
No, thank you. Dude, $330 million is a thank you. The thank you is you can make $330 million to play baseball. Like, stop it. $330 million. Like, you in the life of your contract will make more than almost every person you've ever played with. Like, what are we doing here? Like, honor your contract and then talk about a new one.
Well, and he's totally misreading the what the fan reaction would be if he was given that.
Oh, contract. I am very much more on the fan. Like, you're exactly right. Like, people will be pissed, dude.
Well, he asked for it 2 years ago when it was like Bedlam was at the top of our minds. So,
and people were still annoyed about it.
Yeah. So we'll see, but certainly something that is going to be worth monitoring for the rest of the offseason / spring training.
Like, that somehow with Schwarber and Romuto and Ranger and like a roster to retool or make over or whatever, like, somehow the Bryce Harper thing is easily the biggest thing right now in the offseason. You know, it's
totally drama filled. I never thought the Phillies would be drama filled, but
I know it's like, on the other pod I do, my co-host has a line that is always true, but he's like, it's never boring with the Eagles. And it isn't, because they've always got something going on. Maybe we're never boring with the Phillies.
Yeah.
The way it is.
Yeah. Would like for it to be rectified. Would love for it to be rectified. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, all right. So, like,
the only thing that makes sense is contract for me.
I totally agree. I'm with you again. I know the motivating thing is a thought out there. I don't buy that. I think that there are other ways to go about motivating Bryce
Harper. Too calculated. Yeah. But from both sides. Dombrowski's too calculated, and Harper's too calculated.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So before we move on, take bag, whatever else we got going on, quickly. I know there's really nothing else to talk about, so that's why I'm asking you one more question about this, even though it feels like we've really talked about it, and I don't really even love talking about it. But one more question, like, put your, get your crystal ball out. Nope. How do you think this plays out? And obviously you are allowed. It's October 29th, by the way. A great day in Phillies history, October 29th. Let the city celebrate, as Harry said. Shout out to the 2008 champs.
I didn't even watch it today.
The sad thing is, we're still, I mean, like, it's 18 years now. We're starting to get to that point. Like,
And the video, the video looks grainy, dude. It's like it's not even HD. That's the sad part. And like the videos you see from around the ballpark, you know, they're shot on like a razor. It's so bad. The quality is so bad.
Goodness. Videos today of like there's like you can watch 15 different angles of the George Springer home run or Shohei or whatever. It's like, come on.
Yeah. 18. That's a fast 18 years.
I know. 18 years. Brother, tell me about it. As they say, the days are slow, but the years are freaking fast, and they really are. All right. So obviously you can, you know, October 29th, I'm not holding you to this prediction. You have can change your mind with new information. But if you had to guess today, like how this settles, what do you think happens?
So I think they after Well, the problem with the work stop, there could be that work stoppage. So who knows what the money situation is going to be. I think they...
Again, read Lords of the Realm, everyone. You'll understand it a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a valuable resource when this is all happening. I'm going to have all kinds of historical reference.
You want to know why? Because I'm going to be in the corner crying. That's why.
Yeah, I know. I'm really talking to the listening audience because I know Jack won't read the book.
0% chance.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a movie in 2 years. I haven't watched a TV show in 2 years. I don't have time for books.
In the gut, the movie thing. I don't watch TV either, so I get that. But I take my 4 hours a weekend that I have to myself and I watch movies.
So I think that either next offseason or the year after Wheeler's done, they redo it and they add some years at the end. I think they say I would like for them to say to Boris, 6 years out, it's too bad for the league. We're going to get crushed if we do this. But I think after 27, maybe when Wheeler's off the books and maybe they do it then. But I think it ends at some point with him getting a contract extension. Yes, I do. Listen, if he's still playing at 39 and he wants to keep playing, the Phillies are going to keep paying him. So,
like, but not $25 million a year. Pay him what he's worth at that time. Pay him like $5 million or $10 million or whatever. You know, by then
that's why it's a thank you now. That's why
I don't want a thank you now. Like, there's no the thank you now was a $330 million. Like, what are we doing about again? That he
the Eagles gave Saquon a thank you $40 million.
1 year. He's gonna be yes. You're right. They paid Saquon for his age 29 season. What a risk.
It was a thank you. It was a thank you.
Let's be honest. It was not a thank you. It was Saquon going to them and asking for, just like this situation, it was the Eagles protecting Saquon after the greatest year of all time and just saying, oh, thank you. Howie Roseman did not say, hey, Saquon, hey, man, we just want to hook you up, buddy. We're going to give you a year, buddy. Yeah. No, it was Saquon said, hey, pay me. I just the greatest year of all time. And they're like, no problem, buddy. We'll keep it tight.
Yeah, and he didn't let me get the record in week 18. You know,
and all of it. Like, and there was a no doubt. But that was you know.
Yeah,
I mean that to just the contrast of how the fan reaction is, and obviously a very different situation. But even them selling it as a thank you, the fans were like, "Yeah, give them the thank you. This is great."
It's the best. Now, if Bryce, all right, let's put it this way. If they win a World Series this year, do you care if Bryce gets extended?
Well, timing's everything, buddy, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I really am not a huge fan of it. I do not think he's getting traded. I don't think he wants to get traded.
I don't think he's getting traded either. And I don't think he's asking for a trade. I agree with that.
And if I was doing my pure, like Elliot / WIP take, this is what I would say. I would say, oh, the guy wants to stay here into his 40s and we're bashing him for this. Like, he wants to stay here longer.
Good spin. You
know, like, he's asked for 2 years, $50 million at the end of his deal. You're not even going to remember that, James. James, you're going to be in your 50s. Who cares?
That's when I care more. It's my last shots. I mean, I'm running out of championships, buddy. I'm paying $25 million to a broken down 40-year-old that I could be given to, like, a, you know, players are actually going to help me win a championship. So, yeah, it was even 215-592-9494.
Jason Kelsey and Fletcher Cox are still in the Eagles book, you know? So, come on.
I think football is very different. Yeah, how about this? If they want to hire Howie Roseman to come in and handle the contracts and stuff, maybe I would be more accepting of it. Because you know what? They find a way to make it smart.
Just like the biggest message would be if for some reason Bryce is listening to it, to this.
To this, yes. To this. So, here, just, hey, Bryce.
We do
love you if you are listening, but you know, well, chill with the contracts.
Yeah. But tread lightly.
Yeah, the best. Just, but yeah, chill.
You got to tread lightly, smart. Man. No one in the city, in this blue collar town, wants to hear.
Oh, yeah.
He's making $330. Mm-hmm. He wants how much more? Is it? Yeah. So it's just But now the thing is, like, Bryce's Q rating still really high, but it's on shaky ground for the first
time. Yes, it is. This is, again, like I just joke, timing is everything, Jack. Like, timing in a lot of cases is everything. And this is about the worst timing in his time in Philly to do this, you know, if it's what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only timing worse would have been last year.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know that this isn't worse because it's the compounding of 2 years. You know, I know that the Dodgers loss isn't as bad, but he sucked worse this year than he did last year. So,
yeah.
In the playoffs, I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like, just significantly. Like, he stunk at the. Like, let's call. I mean, he was. They lost series last year. Like, he had the bad at bat, but he was good overall in the playoffs numbers wise. He stunk this year. Like, mm-hmm. This is the first time we've ever seen Bryce stink in the playoffs. It's the worst time.
Yeah. No, it's fun. It's good to be here. Sixers are safe. Flyers are back. Eagles are back. And then here we are.
VJ Edgecombe, buddy.
This is what this podcast is built on, though.
Can Aiden Miller be VJ Edgecombe? That's the question.
Dying for it. Dying for it. Need it more than I need oxygen.
It's crazy to think that we talk about how young Aiden is, and he is in baseball. It's crazy to think how young he is, but he's older than VJ Edgecombe, which is nuts to think about. Yeah. Nuts.
It's good. Good for everyone. Good for everyone involved.
I love you. I'm really excited about him. He's the first thing that's got me excited about the Sixers in a while.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Anyway, all right. What you got in take back? I mean, is there anything else to talk about? I'm sure you got something.
Well, we should just talk about the World Series real quick. I mean,
sure, yes. I have something fun that I'm into.
Dude, it's been a great World Series. And I think it's starting to generate more public interest as the Blue Jays are keeping it alive.
Agree with you. Totally.
I think most people were like, oh, the Dodgers are gonna roll them. I really freaking like this Blue Jays team.
Me
I do.
Too, dude. I love them. I love them.
They're a bunch of grinders, even Chris Bassett, who I loathe. Coming out of the pen and being useful is a nice treat. Scherzer having like a throwback moment is awesome. And the lineup, I'm just so jealous of like the grinders they have and this run that Vladdy's on. And I'm so interested in what they did hitting development wise with this new hitting coach, who of course makes me want to gouge my eyes out. Ochart was about to hire here, and
oh my god.
And he said, I guess the Dodgers hitting coach said, no, you're coming with me. And then he got that job and then parlayed it, I believe, into this Blue Jays hitting coach job. And I guess he's revolutionized their bat speed. Like, they all started swinging harder. And you look at their decisions, their swing decisions, and they're freaking mostly good. They swing. Like, it's funny. When the Phillies swing first pitch, I want to die. When the Blue Jays swing first pitch, I'm like, I get it. You know, it makes sense when they do it because they're trying to jump on a pitcher and the Phillies do it. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so fascinated in the Blue Jays hitting structure. And it does make me very annoyed that we have 3 more years of Kevin Long when it seems like this sport is trending in a different direction yet again. So I don't know, man. The Blue Jays hitting philosophy is fascinating to me. Of all the things that have happened in this series, and like, but what they have done, and over, like last year they were the middle of the pack to lower offense. Now they're like top 4 this year with mostly the same guys, and like Springer having a bounce back year. They are awesome.
Well, and they're also an offense that this town would love to watch. Like, you know, I'm sure there aren't that many Phillies fans who are locking in for the World Series, but I mean. They just put the ball in play. Like they never strike out. They're just a fun offense that grinds. Like you said, they're so hard to strike out. And I mean, I'm so with you. And they just got guys who rise to the moment, you know, and Vlad, we talked about last time, but just seeing someone get the, like, you know, it's like kind of like the Shohei thing too. I mean, the Shohei thing is unique in and of itself and one of a kind, but just when you see guys get the opportunity in the postseason for the first time who are, you know, the greats of the sport. It was like Halliday we talked about. You know, when you see them get their first opportunity and they just take it and run with it in such an Vlad's got 8 home runs this postseason. 8. It's insane. He's got the second most home runs ever in a postseason. He's got the second most total bases ever in a postseason. It's been magical. And it's so cool to watch. I'm so with you. And he's so likable. The team is likable. And, you know, look, it's like, even though, you know, the Dodgers beat the Phillies and you want the, you know, we lost the best team, all that. Like, it's just there. It's hard to root against this Blue Jays team, especially with this Dodgers, like, Titanic thing they're going up with. It feels like they're such an underdog. Yeah, I'm with you, dude. It's been really, really fun.
By the way, this is Vladdy's 4th playoff appearance.
His four? Did they make it early in his career?
They made it in 2020, which whatever. But they made it in 22 and 23. So
I didn't think they made it in 22 and 23. That's a horrible job by me.
Yeah. Now they didn't win a game.
Okay. So his first time past that. So he just went the wild card round.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So that's my bad. But I don't count 3-game series as the real playoffs.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
Those stats shouldn't count. The NLDS is when the
this is his first run of the postseason.
ALDS. Yeah. This is his first run of the actual postseason.
Well, no.
I'm happy. When you first said that, I thought I was wrong. But now that it was just the 3-game series, I stand by my statement.
That's good. So I think the nice part about where baseball feels like it's trending towards is really just getting back to baseball. I mean, the fact that the Dodgers now are invested in starting pitching and they want their starters to go deep in games again. What a revolutionary concept. Then, and I know there's still like power arms out of the bullpen and that's not changing. But the fact that I think teams are realizing that bullpens wear down the more and more you use them. So it feels like with baseball right now, some of the trends that are happening, which is great, is starting pitching deep in games again. Defense feels like it's having a moment. Defense in baseball, teams are...
I mean, that 18-inning game, it had like 6 all-time play. I mean, that Edmund play, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I made it to 12:30. And then it's like, I'm doing the calculation in my head. I know Walker and Sutton, or one of them, is going to be up at 6, like 6:30. And it's like, I could just go to bed and get at least 5 hours. Or I could literally stay up and see how long this goes. And I chose the bed. I chose sleep.
It's a smart decision. I mean, especially in that case, you had 2.5-3 hours left. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a long, they played a second baseball game. Yeah. So, but defense, I think, is starting to get valued more by teams again. And the not striking out thing. I think teams still value home runs the most, but it's no longer strikeout, home run, walk.
Yeah, the 3 true outcomes thing.
It's getting to home run or like it's still slug. Like you still want to slug. I believe that's still the main priority, but not being an easy out, putting the ball in play, things like that. And it's funny because teams like the Blue Jays will go on runs like this, or even the Mariners, I think, were like the Blue Jays. I thought those teams were the same, really. I thought they're the same. And they have stars, whatever. But
it's funny because they both entered the league at the same time in 1976.
Did you learn that in the Leaders of the Realm?
I sure did. Well, I knew it already, but I was reaffirming. Yeah, hey, Lords of the Realm. They were the expansion teams at the same time.
Nice. And then you watch like the Phillies and the Yankees, I feel like, are just the same
team. I'm trying to educate you on baseball, all right? Can I help you here? I'm just
you can.
To help you.
Once they lock out, you can talk to me all you want about labor strife. I'll be sitting here. You'll be watching a dead man. That's what you're going to be talking to on this podcast. It's such a shame. Baseball's in such a good spot. Like, they're so healthy. It's
the best it's been in forever. The pitch clock, all of it's so good. The playoffs actually feel like people talk about it. Like, there's excitement. I'm with you, dude.
And what people miss about the salary floor is that the salary cap would also lessen the amount of money the middle tier players get, too. People are so obsessed with the big
salary cap's not happening. The salary cap's not happening.
Yeah,
the players will strike for years before allowing a salary cap.
Get together and realize they're not doing the salary cap thing. So like, just find something else. And the owners that want to pay it, will pay it. And honestly, the best thing that could happen for baseball is the Blue Jays winning the World Series. Like, just let the Blue Jays win the World Series, and we won't have to if the Dodgers ran through the Blue Jays and swept them in 4 games, I think there'd be a higher percentage of a work stoppage. If this goes 7 and it's competitive, By the way, I love that they're labeled the little engine that could Blue Jays with the fifth highest
payroll. The fifth highest payroll in baseball. It's so silly.
It's awesome.
Nonsense. Yeah.
So I just, gosh, just figure it out. It's going to be detrimental. Oh, it's going to be detrimental.
Yeah, it's good. It's horrible. I mean, like, let me tell you, dude. I mean, you were, I guess, not alive.
Jeez. I was alive. I was born in March of 94.
Okay, so you were alive.
Remember it well.
Not cognizant for it. Like it really hurt the sport, man. I know you've heard about it, but like it really, like the Maguire-Sosa thing and Ripken, but really Maguire-Sosa like really brought people back to the sport. Like there was a 95, 96, 97. It started 96, 97 to start picking. Like 95 felt like no one cared about baseball. Felt like no one cared. Like it was, people were mad at the sport and mad at the players, at the owners, at all of them. So yeah, I'm with you. It's the healthiest the sport has been in a while. It's not ideal. They need to figure this out for the good of everyone.
Let me just tell you one thing, bud. I won't be mad at baseball when baseball comes back. I know a lot of people.
Oh, I know you won't, pal. No,
you're kidding me.
I wasn't either. I was right there. I was ready to roll.
Yeah. A childlike love for the sport.
I'll be back no matter what. But you know, we care about the sport, so you know, don't F it up.
Yeah. No, but now I'm ready for the Blue Jays for the sake of baseball.
Yeah, I don't. I love that. You know, I don't think it'll. I don't think that would. I mean, the Blue Jays are still a have. You know, as far as it goes, they are. They always have been. Read Lords of the Realm. You'll learn about it. One of the most successful franchises of all time in terms of profitability. But
never talked so much about owners until you started talking about, like, you have long been the most anti, like, owner thing in the world.
Oh, I'm still anti. I know you are. I'm pro player.
We're pro Middleton, though. Very pro Middleton.
Yeah. Well, we have the best. I love John Middleton. I'm saying Bob Nuttig and some of these other, you know, owners who go out, like, to spend and, you know, don't put a winning product on the field and take the revenue sharing money and don't necessarily contribute to the product that they should. That bothers me. But look, I it's going to be a thing. Like, this lockout is going to be a thing. Let's hope that, you know, let's hope that it doesn't happen. I mean, flat out, like, there's no other way to put it. But I'll tell you all about it. I'll school you along the way, Jack. Don't worry.
And let's get a game 7. Let's get a game.
More than anything, give us a game 7. And we'll talk about it next week when we're back. You got anything else?
Yeah. So a couple things real quick. You need 3 outs right now. You're in the dugout. I mean, and for some reason you have 2023 Craig Kimbrel in your bullpen, or you have 2025 Blake Treinen in your bullpen, and you need 3 outs. Who are you giving the ball to?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still Treinen, but
dude,
I get your point. He's
horrible.
Good.
Yeah. And
he used to be awesome.
He's the man, dude. I mean, he was crazy.
The nickname was the Witch, you know. Yeah, I agree with you. I think, like, he's up there with the most I've ever seen someone make a ball move in ways where I'm like, how is it possible that the ball moved that way? Yeah,
it's crazy. But right now he's just food. I mean, when he gets out there,
he's batting practice.
I think 12 of 24 batters have got a hit against him in the postseason. Something like that. And
so maybe Kimbrel, actually, if it's that bad.
It might be Kimbrel. Like, how is the best team that money could buy? How is he their only right-handed option out of the bullpen? Feels like he's in the most important spot in every single game. It's Blake Treinen, who is dunzo.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Blake Treinen versus Vladdy in the game 7 in a big spot. Who wins? Yeah,
500 home run. 500-foot home run. That's how it ends.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Dante Norris.
Real quick, because we both want the Blue Jays to win. Joe asked this on the air today, and I would like them to win a different way. Would you be okay with the Blue Jays walk-off home run to win the World Series?
Off of Blake Treinen?
Anyone. Just the point of seeing that stadium, a walk-off home run. Like, I want them to win, like, make it a single or something. Not a walk. You know?
Joe Carter means nothing to me. So
Again, born in March of 93. You know, should have mattered. You were alive for it.
March of 94.
That we all felt.
March of 94.
Oh, never mind. 94. Oh, so yeah, I mean, whatever. It's the worst.
Any coincidence that I came into the world and baseball
it right? Is pretty funny, actually. I never thought about it.
Not great. It's not great. Again, the Phillies won the World Series. The Phillies will win the World Series the year after this podcast retires.
Yeah, lock it in. Lock it in.
The lockiest lock of the century. Dante Nori is playing on the Arizona Fall League. I'm monitoring it very closely. I saw like the three hits the other night.
Me too. I'm all over it. I'm going to stay up late and watch.
I'm a Nori's man. Come on, man.
I am too. I like Dante.
I wish I had more. Oh, I'm not going to give away my perfect offseason yet. I don't want to do that.
Why would you? Defeat the purpose of doing the podcast.
Monitoring idea.
And with all the well, this is boring pods we've done last couple off seasons, we might really need the purpose. Might do multiple part of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to throw out an idea.
I don't want to step on
all of our off season.
Nor should you. See, that's called being a pro right there.
Yeah, but I have so many thoughts on the offseason.
I'll bet you do, buddy. I'll bet your mind has just been racing.
I mean, all I think about is Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
And I'm...
So you did it anyway. You just stepped on it.
No, it's not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not. And this is, I just want to get pregnant.
Okay.
Do you like that?
I do. I see what you're doing there.
The Boston set. The Boston thing. But I'm stealing it for down here. It's 100% okay. Happening.
Good.
And then this is a personal favor for people. So if you go on Amazon and if you just type in Ring the Bell book, if you could give it like a 5-star and a review.
Oh, we're doing the reviews thing.
Come on.
Was
now again,
the camera was talking about his chart climbing and he got a little jelly.
Was he?
I don't know. It was like a few weeks ago. He talked about how his book was above Bill Belichick's book for like football books.
Oh, really? That's funny.
He's really excited.
I did not see that. But yeah, it does seem like the Amazon charts are a thing. Also, listen, if you want to give a book for the holidays,
right. On, holidays coming up. Oh, I'm happy you brought that up because I have a personal plea as well. Yeah. Don't give out organic candy on Halloween, you psycho. Like, what a horrible thing to do. What a horrible thing to do to children.
It's great.
No, it's not great. It's not great. It's not great. It's not great.
Why?
It's not. Because Halloween, it's the night you let them enjoy.
It's still gummy bears.
Dude, there is nothing, like, there might be nothing on this planet that Zoe gets more excited for than Halloween. Like, it is her favorite holiday.
I don't think she needs more sugar.
Hey, sugar, got to eat it. I got to love sugar. It's Halloween. Like, let them enjoy it by giving them freaking real candy. No, it's organic candy.
So what?
Throw it in the trash.
No, it's great. You should eat it. It's phenomenal. It's just it's still bad for you, but it's a little bit better. The reaction to this I found insane. They are organic gummy bears. They don't have some of the extra stuff the other things add that
make them taste good. Yes,
that help, right. Dude. I'll give you a bag. I'll leave a bag for you, okay, and if you have them in the morning, and you'll be like, "This is phenomenal," because they're just I'm an ex candy the psychopath. He's a crush candy, and I'm telling you, they're just as good, except they don't have some of the nonsense in it. I don't care for the greater good. I'm looking out for my neighborhood, and I hope that they view me as a hero in my new neighborhood.
They're not going to view you as whatever the opposite of viewing you as a hero is. You're going to be the house that gave out organic candy. Just know that.
Don't care.
That will be said derisively.
Fine. I live for bits. I live for.
It's true.
I live for people talking about me.
There are things that are bits, and then there are things that are just wrong. Like, not morally, wrong. Emotionally, candy. Human, like on a human level, you're ruining a kid's night.
I'm not. It's actually a shame how far behind the country is when it comes to like understanding
All right.
Food literacy. I don't need you to proselytize to
me
point.
About your food takes. We're good on that.
Good.
All right. Give out real candy. Everyone listening, give out real candy on Halloween.
It is real candy
on other nights. Give out a Kit Kat. Give out a Snickers. Give out a freaking real gummy bears.
I'm gonna go. Guess what? I'm stopping my way home. I'm gonna get some organic chocolate. Dark chocolate, because dark chocolate is disgusting.
Dark chocolate is disgusting. So is organic chocolate.
It's not
real chocolate.
You're such a psychopath. You're getting older, bud. You gotta start looking. I know.
I'm talking about for children on Halloween.
I'm talking about for you. I'm talking about for you. You should do the right thing too and give out organic.
Yeah, okay.
And fruit sticks. I'm just gonna give out fruit. I'm gonna give out apple slices. Is that what you want to? Could you imagine if I give out apple slices?
No, it would be so horrible. All right, we're done.
They're gonna view me as a hero in my neighborhood.
They will not. They're gonna talk about you, that's for sure. Hero won't.
Well, I'm sure they've heard on the radio for the last 2 days the obsession with the idea of still giving out candy, but it's a little bit better for you. That's the PSA. It's the PSA about the organic gummy bears.
Yeah, you're Jack, taking it upon yourself to make people healthier on Halloween. It's great.
Well, again,
really good. Thank
again,
you.
As I've said, like, I like to force my beliefs on people.
We know.
And if they disagree with my beliefs, then that's on them.
Mm-hmm. All right. This has been good.
Thank you.
Public apology to anyone in Jack's neighborhood.
The parents are going to thank me. That's my
name. Sure. Yeah. They probably won't, though. They'll probably be like, who's this guy think he is?
Yeah.
Come on. You think you're better than me? Huh? You think you're better than me?
Maybe they should be better.
Again? You think you're better than me?
Yeah. I'm actually spending more, by the way. So.
Okay, good. Now, we're done. Spread some seltzer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.